Alex, good morning.
Morning, Nathaniel.
Now, Alex, to start off with, do we have enough doctors and medical students here in Australia?
That's a great question. Really, we do. So the thing about medical training is that the number of medical schools has more than doubled, and the number of medical students has more than doubled in the last 10 years. We've seen an explosion in the number of students we're graduating. And it's at the point now where we don't not only have enough, but we've actually got too many. So every year we already have junior doctors applying to the specialty training positions who can't get onto programs. And that number is going to grow and grow. It's predicted by 2030, we're going to have 1,000 junior doctors missing out on specialty training positions every year. And that's the part of the pathway which allows these young doctors to become the fully qualified doctors we need. So in short, yes, we've already got too many doctors. It's now a matter of making sure that they're in the right area.
Well, why exactly do we have an overabundance of medical graduates?
It goes back to a doctor shortage that we previously had in the 1990s. It was government policy to increase the number of medical schools to appropriately react to workforce shortages. What happened is there was a huge investment in medical schools, which was appropriate at the time. But that need has now changed. The workforce issues we're seeing are different now. And the problem is that even though funding and positions at a young level, at a medical student level, have increased, those increases haven't worked up the whole way through the medical training pathway. So the industry itself hasn't expanded at the top where we really need it to account for the increase at the student level.
Right. And well, the Australian Medical Student Association, they oppose the idea of opening new medical schools in rural areas as a way of reducing this shortage of doctors in regional areas. Why is that?
Right. So the specific proposal we're talking about here is a proposal for the Murray-Darling Basin region. I think the most important thing to say on that is there's actually students studying in all of the hospitals currently proposed for this new medical school. So we've got medical students spending, up to 2 years learning and studying from the doctors in this area. They're based in what we call rural clinical schools, and they're actually doing an incredible job. So if you take Orange, for example, Orange Hospital had over 8 times the applications for their internship position than they had available spots. So we're already seeing in these regions huge amount of interest of going there at a student level, huge amount of interest at a junior doctor level, and it's actually further down the pathway that we see the system forcing students back into metro areas and forcing doctors into metro areas. So from the perspective of the Australian Medical Student Association, putting more funding and more students in these rural areas is actually solving a part of the problem, which is going really well. Students already want to work rurally. The problem now is the fact that the specialist training positions a few years after you graduate medical school are all based in the cities, and that's where we really need to start moving people back into the country through training programs.
If you're just joining us on The Daily, we're speaking with Alex Farrell, the president of the Australian Medical Students Association, about how potentially to reduce the shortage of doctors in regional areas. So, Alex, if the issues, rather, are found further down the training pipeline, what would be a better solution for fixing the shortage of regional doctors?
So, as I was explaining before, the key in the problem is what we call specialist training programs or vocational training programs. To quickly walk you through the medical pipeline, after you graduate med school, you're not a fully qualified specialist. And that's, whether you want to become a GP or a cardiologist, there's still a number more steps. So you have to go through your junior doctor training and you have to get, which will be about, 2 to 3 years, sometimes more. And then you get on to one of these vocational training programs. All of the vast majority of these training programs, and that includes, GP training, are mainly based in metropolitan areas and city hospitals. What we need is funding to put more of these training programs in the country. So a great initiative that we've been calling for is a National Rural Generalist Program. This is a program which is working really successfully in Queensland, and it's where there's funding directed to a training program for rural generalists who are doctors who specialise specifically in treating rural communities. And that's a training program based start to finish in the country. So initiatives like those being supported and more positions being created would be a fantastic step to getting junior doctors into the country at the point of their career where there's not really many options for them to stay in regional and rural areas.
Right, and well, what steps would need to be taken to see something like this Rural Generous Pathway program introduced in New South Wales or even nationally?
We've got big hopes for the upcoming budget. I think the federal budget would be the perfect opportunity to see a national commitment to creating the basis of such a pathway. So whether it's through a National Rural Generalist Pathway with funding directed to spots there, or if it's to supplement existing pathways such as a specialist training funds, which put specialist training positions in regional and rural hospitals. It needs to be a collaborative effort between government funding and the medical colleges committing to supporting trainees in rural areas.
Right. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.